From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Stephen Skeep. Several states are taking steps that would stop a flood of criminal appeals based on DNA evidence. The new technology created new evidence and freed convicted killers and sex criminals in state after state. It prompted Illinois to impose a moratorium on executions. Now, some states are imposing deadlines, telling convicts to appeal their cases or lose the chance. Florida's deadline comes October 1st, and NPR's Jackie Northam traveled there.
Since the late 1980s, DNA has become an invaluable tool to determine guilt or innocence in a criminal investigation. But Florida, like other states, is grappling with what to do with the cases that were tried before DNA technology was available. 2 years ago, Florida's legislature gave inmates who say they've been wrongly convicted a time frame to apply for DNA testing. The deadline is October 1st. William Meigs, the state prosecutor in Tallahassee, says there needs to be a sense of finality.
You've had your appeal. You've attacked this case from every angle. We're done. Now he comes back, well, I want DNA. It will exonerate me. And we in the prosecution, we feel that 20 years later, we're still litigating these cases.
Many inmates and defense attorneys say 2 years is simply not enough time to find old transcripts, evidence, or witnesses. Now there's a last-minute race on to make the October 1st deadline.
That's because I was just there.
Jenny Greenberg and Sheila Meehan look gloomily at a stack of letters written by prison inmates or their families. Each letter asks for help proving the inmate is not guilty. Greenberg and Meehan are with the Innocence Project, a nonprofit group that helps prisoners. Based in New York City, the Innocence Project set up two makeshift offices in Florida in response to the October 1st deadline. It's been an outlet for hundreds of prisoners who don't know how to appeal for DNA testing. Greenberg and Meehan have a couple of tiny desks on the landing of a staircase at the Florida State University's College of Law in Tallahassee. They're surrounded by boxes bursting with files and letters from inmates. Nearby, law students pore over old case files. Meehan says the office is overwhelmed by the number of cases they need to investigate.
When the legislature put the deadline in place, what they said is, we want to put a deadline on this so we don't open the floodgates. I think what's happened is exactly that, that because people found out there's a deadline, it has in fact opened the floodgates.
Meehan says the Tallahassee office received more than 700 letters from inmates. She says so far they've determined 82 of those cases are viable, but have only been able to get through 32 cases in time, which have now gone to pro bono lawyers. Meehan believes there could be dozens, even hundreds of innocent people sitting in prison that may never get the chance to prove that. State Prosecutor Meigs doesn't buy that.
The inmates, and there is this network in prison, and the people in prison with nothing to do heard about an Innocence Project. Well, let me write them and they will give me new life.
Since DNA became an accepted form of forensic evidence, 137 inmates have been exonerated, but only two in Florida. Jose Diaz believes his father, Luis, will be exonerated by DNA testing. Luis was convicted in 1980 of the rape and attempted rape of seven women. Diaz says the state's case against his father is full of holes.
When Dad was arrested, they searched the whole house and they found nothing. They also did blood work, and the blood work was negative. So everything was all negative. The only thing they had was eyewitness, and poor eyewitness.
The Innocence Project agreed the case against Diaz was flawed, and they fast-tracked his case. A motion will be filed this week applying for DNA testing, which Diaz believes will clear his father. But he worries about others who may not make the deadline and not get their chance. But that depends in which county the prisoner is incarcerated. Three states' attorneys in southern Florida say they will ignore the deadline and continue to test for DNA in older cases after October 1st.
You really can't put a deadline on whether or not someone is innocent or having to prove that someone is innocent.
Catherine Fernandez-Rundle is Miami-Dade state attorney. She says she plans to continue DNA testing for inmates, but only for sexual crimes and murder, and only on credible cases.
It can't just be an idle allegation in a vacuum. There has to be some substance to it. There has to be some logic to it. There has to be some, we would call, credibility to it as it relates to all the other pieces of the crime or the evidence itself.
Fernandez-Rundle acknowledges the testing could be open for abuse by inmates, and she says leaving the testing open-ended can place a strain on the system.
Kind of heavy door. Let me close it behind us. All right, we're now in a secure evidence vault. This room leads into another larger room where we keep paper files.
Harvey Rubin, the Miami-Dade County clerk, passes through several security measures and enters a chilly inner room.
Where we are right now is in the area of our evidence vault where we keep physical evidence. You'll notice this area here is mostly weapons that are actually introduced into evidence as part of a criminal case.
The room is crammed with rows of tightly stacked shelves of trial evidence, guns, clothing, bicycles, even mattresses. Defense lawyers are concerned that the deadline would allow law enforcement officials to destroy old evidence because it wouldn't be needed anymore. But County Clerk Rubin says if Miami continues DNA testing, his concern is how to continue storing the older evidence.
We're looking at stuff 35 years at least are stored here. We did expand the evidence capability here. We even have in our longer range plans expansion of our facility even more. The longer we keep a record, obviously that impacts our ability to store newer stuff.
The burden of storing so much evidence is helping to drive the decision to impose a deadline. The confluence of concerns about time, money, victims' rights, and inmates' rights are quickly coming to a head. There have been a flurry of appeals, petitions, and motions to extend the deadline at least by 1 year. Florida's decision to uphold or extend the deadline could set the tone for other states struggling with the same issues, including Ohio, which recently set a 1-year deadline, and Washington State, which has a January 2004 deadline. Jackie Northam, NPR News.